I don't think anybody heard any of it. Krishna, Krishna, Hari, 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 Rama, 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 Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Hari, Rama, 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 Hari, Hari, Krishna, 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 Hari, Hari, Hari. Very crowded room today. Very crowded temple. Come to see the most beautiful lords of the universe right here in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Hare Krishna. Krishna Balaram Mandir is a happening place. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Rama. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Balava Girivare Hari. Gopi Janna Balava Girivare Hari. Yasoda Nandan Nabaja Janda Ranjana. Yasoda Nandan Nabaja Janda Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Balava Girivare Hari. Gopi Janna Balava Girivare Hari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana. Jamuna Tiravana Chari. J
Jamunati Ravana Chari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabihari. Jai Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jai Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Jai Prabhupada Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Nitai Go Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Hari Bo Your Reverendy Hari Bo Jaya Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Pariva Jakacharya Asto Taratata Shishiman is Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Ananta Kuta Vaishnavindi Ki Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Premsekor Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktivindi Ki Shri Radha Krishna, Go Gopinata, Sham Kund, Radha Kund, Gira Govardhan Ki, Mathur Dham Ki, Navadip Dham Ki, Jagannath Puri Dham Ki, Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki, The Lordship Shri Radha Sham Sundar Ki, Shri Krishna Balaram Ki, Shri Gaura Nitai Ki, All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Hari Hari Bo. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Continuing in Canto 3, Chapter 28 Text number 38. Deho Pidaiva Vasaga Kalu Karma Yavat Deho Pidaiva Vasaga Kalu Karma Yavat Swarambakam Patisam Mikshata Eva Sasu Swarambakam Patisam Mikshata Eva Shatu Tam Saprapacham Anirudha Samadhi Yoga Tamsa Prapancham Arivruda Samadhi Yoga Swapnam Punar Nabhajate Pratibuddha Vastu Swapnam Punar Nabhajate Pratibuddha Vastu Deho pidaiva vasaga kalo karma yavat. Deho pidaiva vasaga kalo karma yavat. Swarambakam pratisamikshata eva shasu. Swarambakam pratisamikshata eva sasu Tamsa prapancham mariruddha samadhi yoga. Tamsa prapancham mariruddha samadhi yoga. Swapnam punaya na bhajate patibuddha vastu. Swapnam punar na bhajate pratibuddha svastu. Anybody like chai? Ham tadaiva vasaga kalukana mayavad. Mother Jesus. I'm going to go straight to the translation, if that's okay. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, in purport. The body of such a liberated yogi, along with the senses, is taken charge of by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it functions until its destined activities are finished. The liberated devotee, being awake to his constitutional position, and thus situated in samadhi, the highest perfectional stage of yoga, does not accept the byproducts of the material body as his own. Thus he considers his bodily activities to be like the activities of a body in a dream. The body of such a liberated yogi, along with the senses, is taken charge of by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and it functions until its destined activities are finished. The liberated devotee, being awake to his constitutional position, and thus situated in samadhi, the highest perfectional stage of yoga, does not accept the byproducts of the material body as his own. Thus he considers his bodily activities to be like the activities of a body in a dream. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So sometimes we think samadhi, right? We think samadhi, and someone stays in samadhi perpetually. In other words, you know, go into samadhi, you never come out of samadhi. But actually, even the most highly advanced devotees, they will exhibit their routine daily activities, but at their own will, without any interruption whatsoever of the mind and the senses, they can enter into the highest levels of meditation upon Krishna and his pastimes at any time they wish to do so. This is not the case for us. We have to struggle just to hear the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in our ears.
And we fight with the mind perpetually to try and just focus on chanting Hare Krishna. But when one reaches that special, extraordinary, elevated platform called samadhi, then he, at his will, he can choose to go into those deep meditation on Krishna's pastimes. Although he may appear just like everyone else, performing his daily activities, bathing, cooking, offering his puja, and everything else that goes on in his life. So how do you tell if someone is liberated? Isn't it? How do you tell if someone is liberated? So we'll read now. Srila Prabhupada's purport. The following questions may be posed. As long as a liberated soul is in contact with the body, why don't the bodily activities affect him? Doesn't he actually become contaminated by the action and reaction of material activities? In answer to such questions, this verse explains that the material body of a liberated soul is taken charge of by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is not acting due to the living force of the living entity. In other words, in the purified state of consciousness, Krishna is taking over. It's like a switch. When it's switched over from the living entity performing his activities according to his own will and according to his own motivations, when his will and desires are switched completely into Krishna's will and desires, then Krishna takes over that body, literally takes over that body. He may appear to be in that body. He may appear to be performing his daily activities, his routine activities, everything else. But he's completely free from any reactions because Krishna has literally taken over that body. He is in complete pure contact with Krishna in his original swarup, his original identity with Krishna. But he's still trapped in this material body. He's still trapped in this material body. So even after... So it is not, he is not acting according to the living force of a living entity. It is simply acting as a reaction to past activities. Just like whatever you have created in this life, whatever activities, whatever byproducts you've created, whatever things that you own, whatever entanglements that you have created in this life, if by some great extraordinary mercy your spiritual master is able to give you this opening into Krishna's special pastimes and into this level of deep meditation on Krishna's pastimes, you still have to deal with all these other things. Unless you just absolutely give them up and go live in the forest and as a mendicant, and which is also okay. It's okay to do that. But it's also okay to basically take care of your routine activities and perform them as a matter of duty, waiting only for one thing, for this body to extinguish. For this body to extinguish. The body is going to extinguish over the course of time. Sooner or later, this body will be gone. So the liberated soul, even though he's trapped in this body, he has to perform his activities on a daily basis, waiting for his Lord to finally take him. And they can be eternally in the Satchitananda atmosphere, an atmosphere of pure spiritual atmosphere, and interacting with Krishna on the most intimate platform. But this is also attainable even in this body. This is the extraordinary point, that even though we are in these material bodies, great advances can be made. Great achievement can be made. It's not that we just have to succumb to this stupid mind and all of its created desires, and we have to succumb to the demands of the body in so many ways. We can actually make great achievements. That's why if you have an idea that you want to be really Krishna conscious, you have to apply yourself with great energy and great determination and great eagerness, sometimes called greed, loba. When you see what can be, which you can actually attain in this life, even in this body, you have to go after it. Otherwise, you can relax, I suppose, and take your chances. And chant Hare Krishna. And we're all liberated. The in one sense, we're all liberated because we're following the instructions of the great liberated soul, Srila Prabhupada. So because we're following his instructions, therefore we're on that platform the practice sadhana of in the practice of sadhana, and we're following the spiritual master's instructions very carefully, then we are also liberated, even though we're dealing with so many things within ourselves, so many anartas, maybe material desires and things like this are still bothering us in so many ways. But if we're acting on the platform of the instruction of the spiritual master in a pure way, then we are also considered liberated. Srila Prabhupada, in his lecture just a few days ago in the Ekadasi, he said, so there are three stages. The stages of offensive chanting, the stage of almost offenseless chanting, and the stage of pure chanting. So we are somewhere in there. The pure chanting part, I think, is still to come. But somewhere below that, we are in that area where we are trying to become offenseless. So with that in mind, we have to very eagerly make our own internal attempts to try and please Krishna by becoming offenseless devotees. That means we all know the offenses, but and strictly guard against finding fault with other devotees. This is the worst offense. When one crosses that line, it's very difficult to get back over that line again. If you find fault, you become a fault-finding type of devotee, and your mind is always critical, then you have a very, very difficult time to come back to that nice state of seeing everyone serving better than you. This is the actual way we should be seen, that everyone that we know and everyone that we see, all devotees, are serving better than me. So once you become critical and you start to find fault with other devotees, what happens is you're trying to place yourself higher than them. That's the subtle mentality that's actually going on. That somehow you need to place yourself higher than them, when actually we should be placing ourselves lower than them, always. When in that state of mind, then one can make very rapid advancement, very, very quickly. So I have to keep reading, I'm sorry. So the movement is not due to the electric... Oh, okay. Even after being switched off, the electric fan moves for some time. That movement is not due to the electric current, but is a continuation of the last movement. So even though... So at some point, when the spiritual master somehow recommends that you become free due to your sincere service and your sincere, humble attitude, and somehow he determines that he can give you this, you're qualified to become a liberated soul. So all of a sudden, everything is switched off. All the karma is finished, everything's done. Now you're just waiting in that body. But still, you have to perform activities, like we were talking about. But by performing those activities, you're no longer receiving any karma for that. You are simply engaging in Krishna's service, chanting, and waiting to exit this body, which will come sooner or later. So the fan is still spinning, but gradually the fan will stop. And then there's no more movement. Although a liberated soul appears to be acting just like an ordinary man, his actions are to be accepted as the continuation of past activities. In a dream, one may see himself expanded into a body, a certain body. But when awake, he can understand that that body was all false. Similarly, although a liberated soul has the byproducts of the body, the children, wife, house, etc., he does not identify himself with those bodily expansions. It's a dream. He actually realizes completely 100% that this is a dream. And it's not a nice dream, by the way. He knows that they are all products of a material dream. The gross body is made of gross elements of matter, and the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence, ego, and contaminated consciousness. If one can accept the subtle body of a dream as false, and not identify oneself with that body, then certainly an awake person need not identify with the gross body. As one who is awake has no connection with the activities of the body in a dream, an awakened, liberated soul has no connection with the activities of the present body. In other words, because he is acquainted with his constitutional position, He never accepts the bodily conception of life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, this last sentence is extremely important because, in other words, because he is acquainted with his constitutional position, which is a broad way of saying he is in complete contact with his relationship with Krishna inside this particular body. He is actually engaged in his original swarup within this body between himself and Krishna. A very intimate and very wonderful level. So he never accepts the bodily conception of life. No longer. Because he's not that body. He is now this new body, which is formed inside of this body. Isn't it? That's what we're trying to get out of our bodily conception of life, this miserable material body, full of all sorts of troubles. And when we try to engage this body in material affairs, we could become all kinds of complications and all kinds of anxieties and all kinds. This is not us. This is not us. But we have taken certain identities in this material world, sometimes called upadhi, or identifications or designations. Some of us find ourselves in male bodies, some of us find in female bodies, some of us find ourselves in somewhere in between, some of us find ourselves in dog bodies or hog bodies, whatever the body may be. This is all a dream. It's not real. It's not us. So whether we find ourselves in a male body in this life or a female body, we have to understand that somewhere inside of us there is a real body, an original body. And that body is the body that we're trying to develop through our practice of Krishna consciousness. And by pleasing our spiritual master, he can benedict us with this liberating condition, which we'll again see Krishna, we'll again be with Krishna, we again can have this relationship right in this material body. Can be done. Must be done. Isn't it? You can't give up, no matter how hard it seems. You can never give up. So sometimes, when we talk about these things, we speak about certain things, we speak about certain realizations. I am saying certain things to you. And you receive this information according to your own level of realization. Isn't it? Just like over the course of years, and older devotees can understand this, that we read Prabhupada's books at the very beginning, and we read Prabhupada's books again and again and again. And each time we have to remark to each other, I just can't believe that I'm having so many realizations from the same information that I read before, because our level of realization was at a lower stage. So as we gradually progress in Krishna consciousness, we begin to have higher and higher realizations. So as you get older and older in your devotional practice, you begin to have deeper and deeper and more profound realizations of the same information that we were exposed to at a much earlier stage in our Krishna consciousness. So because we have in the audience and out in radio land, so many different varieties of devotees who have been practicing Krishna consciousness for many varieties of years. Some brand new, and some 30 years, 40 years have been practicing Krishna consciousness according to Srila Prabhupada's direction. And you know what I'm talking about when I say this, that we can read the same information that we read 20 years ago, and now it has a completely new and deeper and more profound meaning. So gradual advance, so that indicates that some gradual advancement is being made. So gradually, as the practitioner of Krishna consciousness progresses in his life, and he pleases his spiritual master, the spiritual master recommends that he finally become free from this material world. It's not mechanical. It's not a mechanical process. It's a process of sincerity and enthusiasm. Sincerity and enthusiasm are the only qualities that is required. You don't have to be a great scholar. You don't have to be a great kirtan leader. You don't have to be a great cook. You don't have to be a great pujari. Only sincerity and enthusiasm. And hope. Never losing hope. That's contained in enthusiasm.
When one is always enthusiastic to chant and always enthusiastic to engage in Krishna's service and always having the faith that my spiritual master will be pleased with me someday, maybe not now, but someday he'll be pleased with me, then at that point I have the hope and I have the enthusiasm to continue on in my chanting, continue on in my service, continue on in the association of devotees, isn't it? That someday I'll attain his mercy. That's why Narottam Das Dwarak says, the mercy of my spiritual master is all I am made of. His liberated soul. So he knows where this benediction has come from. He has come from his guru. So this is the all most important thing, is that we have to please the guru. And how do we please the guru? Is by by serving him and by serving the Vaishnavas. By serving each other. And by having the proper devotional attitude within ourselves, a humble attitude in service to each other, serving the Vaishnavas, always wanting to please each other, always wanting to give happiness to other devotees. So, when one progresses in his spiritual life in this way, then very rapid advancement is attained. If one chooses to become critical and finding fault and difficulties in his surroundings or whatever this or that, then his progress will be hindered, virtually stopped. But he'll think he's very smart. He'll think he's very, very clever. He is actually making great advancement. But actually everything stopped. And gradually and gradually and gradually, a devotee who finds fault with other devotees will gradually find himself making up his own mind, he's thinking, to be separate himself from devotees and go somewhere else, isn't it? So he's thinking he's smarter than everybody else. He's thinking he's more clever than everybody else. But actually, Krishna simply planted that desire in his heart. So he goes away from the devotees because it's not beneficial to him and it's not beneficial to the other devotees around him. Anyway. So when I'm talking about certain items in Krishna consciousness, this speaker, you should always try to speak according to his realization. Because if he speaks according to his realization, then that can enter the heart of the listener. And the listener can have become awakened and can become enlivened by such discussion. So when we discuss these things, we should try not to speak above our actual level of Krishna consciousness. And we always should be speaking in a very humble way. So, I was going to ask the question, how do we know if someone is a liberated soul? How do we tell when someone is a liberated soul? Does anyone answer the question? Yes, there are several criteria, but his actions and his words are the same. And he is always reminding everyone of Krishna. Always reminding everyone of Krishna. And he is very enlivening to be around. You want to be around such a devotee who is always Krishna conscious and spreading Krishna consciousness and trying to enlighten the hearts of everyone. And He no longer wants to engage in material activities. He only wants to engage in Krishna conscious activities. He only wants to increase his chanting. He always wants to more and more and more and more Krishna. So a liberated soul can be identified in certain ways like this. Even though he may be a householder, maybe brahmachari, maybe sannyasi, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what his service may be. Doesn't matter what his station may be. But anyone can become an enlivened devotee. Anyone can become a liberated soul. You simply have to serve the Vaishnavas and your spiritual master. And he always exhibits a humble state of mind. The 26 qualities of a devotee are present in him. You can see those qualities of a pure devotion in him. It's like when we were in presence of Srila Prabhupada. I would say, according to this verse, Krishna takes over the liberated soul's body. Even though Srila Prabhupada appeared to be walking and talking amongst us, when you were in his presence, there was a profound experience of amazement, a profound experience of awakening and wonder. Like, how in the world is such a wonderful personality? Who is this personality? A couple of weeks ago, I went to visit Garga Muni and Brahmananda, and so I asked them, what was it like when you first met Srila Prabhupada? And they both looked at me and they said, we just couldn't take our eyes off of him. We were just struck with wonder about this. Who is this person? Because we're actually looking at Krishna. That's why when you're around Srila Prabhupada, you felt like you were with God. It was like that. Because Krishna has taken over his body 100%. Srila Prabhupada is in Krishna's heart 100%. And Krishna is in Srila Prabhupada's heart 100%. So because of that union in that body, we would experience this wonder and amazement at seeing Srila Prabhupada. Sometimes you would have a question, or you would have some doubts, or something would arise in your mind, and you say, next time I see Srila Prabhupada, I'm going to ask this question. And then you would get in his presence, and because of the extraordinary spiritual atmosphere he created, all doubts and all, because you were just struck with wonder again. Who is this wonderful person? How is it that my mind has become so clear and Krishna conscious in his presence? Isn't it? So then you didn't have any reason to ask any question because it was all answered just by his presence. Such is the power of the liberated pure devotee. And there are different levels of pure devotees also, and different levels of liberated souls. So Srila Prabhupada being the topmost liberated soul, he had the power to enlighten and awaken all of us just by his presence. And even Srila Prabhupada would say, sometimes the devotees would say, we're reading Krishna book to Srila Prabhupada. One of the devotees asked Prabhupada, so Prabhupada, you wrote these books and you're reading your own books. And Prabhupada said, these are not my books. Krishna has written these books. So what he means that really Krishna has written these books through him. Because of that complete 100% union with Krishna within that body, within that heart. So Krishna is dictating all of these things. And Krishna has actually written these books for us. This is how much Krishna actually cares about us. Sometimes we think in our little devotional lives, how can I possibly become, Krishna be interested in me? I am so insignificant. Isn't it? We're struggling, we're all, you know, have all these shackles and all these problems. Why would Krishna be interested in me? But we have to understand that Krishna is doing everything. He's doing all of these things through the pure devotee. He is giving us all this information. He has come here in the form of Radha Shyama Sundar, Krishna Balaram, Shishi Gaura Nitai. They have come here beckoning us because they are more interested in us than we are in them. Krishna is more interested in us than we are in them. And it's not that we simply are little specks, insignificant specks. To us, we can feel that way. We can feel humble. I am simply an insignificant speck. I have no value to Krishna. But Krishna doesn't see us that way. Krishna doesn't see us that way. Krishna sees an individual spirit soul that he wants to have a relationship with. A very direct and personal relationship with. Not something vague, but very, very direct and personal. Krishna has the ability, because Krishna is Krishna, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we don't want to forget that, but because Krishna is Krishna, he has the ability to focus completely on one jiva soul. Could you imagine? He can focus on one jiva soul, give that jiva soul his complete, total attention and love, and exchange with that one jiva soul, even though they're unlimited jiva souls. Such is the inconceivable potency of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is extremely interested in each and every one of us. And that's why we're here. Because Krishna is beckoning us to come back. He wants to see us come back. It's actually a very wonderful thing. So in this process of coming back to Krishna, there is an awakening. And we begin to understand our eternal pure relationship with Krishna. And then we understand that we can actually develop a desire to exchange with Krishna. Krishna wants us to exchange with Him. He wants to hear our statements. He wants to hear our prayers. He wants to hear the things that are going on in our life. Isn't it? As amazing as that seems, because He's God, He's not interested. He has so many other things He could be doing. But He's actually interested in every little aspect of our life. If you're having a problem, if you're having difficulty chanting, if you're having difficulty with this or you can talk to Krishna about these things and develop that relationship. We'll begin from there. Because He's very interested in each and every jiva soul. That we've become enlivened about. And when we become enlivened about that, we can become eager to want more and more of Krishna's attention. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong. Krishna likes the devotee to get his attention. Isn't it? There's this one story. We just heard this story the other day. It bears repeating because it's such a wonderful story. Devamrita Prabhu was told this story at the Namhatta gathering the other day. But it exemplifies this point. That Krishna is very interested in... very direct exchange with each and every individual soul. Devamrita told this story about this famous devotee, or a famous story about this devotee of Ramachandra in South India. So during the course of his life, he would not pay his taxes because he wanted to use any money he had, even the tax money for the king. He wouldn't pay his taxes. So instead, he bought all these wonderful things for Lord Ramachandra and Sita. He was so attached to them that he just, even unlawfully, used his tax, the money he was supposed to be paying for taxes, to buy them jewelry, beautiful gold jewelry and gems and belts and beautiful ornaments. And so the king found out that this man was not paying his taxes. So the king arrested him, threw him in jail. So then this man began writing all these letters to Lord Ramachandra. He began writing all these statements. So, did you receive this beautiful belt from your from the dowry from in your marriage to Sita? No, I have given you this belt. I have purchased this belt for you. And he went on and on, all those different things. Did you get this nice jewelry from Dasarath? Did he give you this? No, I gave it to you. I'm the one who purchased these things, and I gave them to you. And what do I get in return? You throw me in jail. You throw me in jail. Now I'm sitting here in jail. So he writes all these very famous poems, all these different statements, and just having this exchange with Lord Ramachandra in a very personal way. He's angry. I've given you all these things. Okay, I didn't pay my taxes, but I gave you the money. I gave you all these things. And you end up, you throw me in jail. So then one day, not long after being in jail, the warden comes to his cell and he says, you're a free man. Your taxes are paid. And he was bewildered. How in the world? I don't know anybody who has that much money, let alone be willing to give it to me. So he asked, who paid for this? He says, I don't know, but I heard a description. He said these two beautiful men came in to the king, and they had bows and arrows in their hands. And they paid your tax. And then he got really upset. Now, he was happy he was out of jail, but he got really upset. And he wrote another letter to Ramachandra. He said, now, after all the things I have given you, you throw me in jail, and then you give darshan to the king who threw me in jail instead of me. So in this way,